I was just walking up past the market square because my boyfriend and our friends were up at Carra House. We were waiting for a taxi, but I went back down again because I needed to use the bathroom before you left. And I was coming back up, and I was alone. And I turned back when I had passed the brewery, and I noticed there was a man shouting "slut bitch" at me, and I didn't really understand why, but I didn't even pay any attention.
You didn't think it was a thing at the time?
No, I just kept walking, but like, he wasn't like stumbling, like it didn't look like he was very, very drunk or anything. And I kept walking, and I got to Carra House, and I turned left across the car park, and I was walking because I knew that my boyfriend and his friends were like just waiting over there for me for a taxi. And I was like halfway across Carra House, like the front of Carra House, when the man like stopped, like just at the entrance of the car park in front of Carra House, and he just was calling me a slut and a witch. And I was like, if I go over here and these boys and I tell them, they probably will hurt this man. And I was like, he looked so normal, like I was like, I'd rather have just went over and just been like,
so you were playing it down?
I knew I could have went over and got the boys and they would have
sorted him out effectively.
I knew that, like, obviously that wouldn't have been fair. Like, it was just it was one man against three. And I went over and I was just going to say, why or what are you doing? But when I got over, he just hit me once. But after he hit me once, I fell to the ground, and then he just hit me when I was on the ground.
What an awful, awful experience. And you, in your mind before that, you were going to say to him, what are you doing this for? You could have made this an awful lot worse for him.
Oh, yeah.
And then rather than him become a victim, and even though you were taking insults off him, you were trying to be the peacemaker in it.
Yeah.
You never thought something like this was going to happen.
No, it's so weird because he did look so, so, so normal.
I know what you're on about, because you make a judgment call.
Yeah, he looked like he could have been one of my uncles, like with a family of kids or anything. Like, it just didn't strike me that he would do anything like that at all.
Had you seen him before? Had you seen him earlier in the night? Or did this all just...
At the time, I didn't remember knowing him or seeing him, but I can't remember his face clearly at all. Like it was just a blur.
Does that make it more difficult for you?
It makes me so angry at myself.
Yeah. It's not your fault, Shannon. There's none of this is your fault on any level, shape or form. And, you know, he assaulted you. You can't be expected to remember his face. And that's what we as a community are going to try and help you to find this person. Don't take that responsibility on yourself, Shannon. We'll all help in that regard, okay? Yeah. Because at that time of the day, there's lots of people out and about. There's security guards walking around, perhaps. There's taxi drivers. You know, there's all manner of people that may have saw something, okay? So we'll try and help in that regard. It was a sustained attack, wasn't it? I mean, obviously you don't know the ins and outs, and I don't want to add to any stress whatsoever, but he hit you and then he continued to assault you then?
Yeah.
And at what point did you know, like, did people come over to you? Or?
No, it was, no one saw. I know it's crazy, but, like, at that busy public place, no one saw. I don't know if I was unconscious for a while on the ground or if I just got myself straight back up, but I just remember, I don't know why he left, but as soon as he left, in my head, I think I got straight up and ran over to the boys, and when I came, like, they, like, genuinely didn't have a clue what was going on. Like, they were literally 20 steps away from me and they still had no idea that that had just happened.
That's how random it is. Nothing like this ever has happened to you before or any of your friends. I mean, thankfully, things don't happen.
I've thought before hearing things like this that, like, things like this just don't happen. They don't happen in Letterkenny, especially.
No, for whatever else that goes on, and a couple of fellas might have a fight, or even a couple of girls. You know what I mean? Yeah. Things happen, especially when there's alcohol involved. But this is, you're a young girl walking along the street, and some man comes up and, with no warning, starts calling you names, and then assaults you.
Yep.
Plain and simple. As much as you know, it's kind. How clear are you in a description? Because maybe if we gave a description out, Shannon, and it wasn't what this fella looked like, if you know what I mean, or what he was wearing, I'll leave that up to you, Shannon. But you know, what do you know confidently about the fella then?
I remember the man wasn't extremely tall. I think he was around, like, between 5'8 and 6 foot. Like,
right, so he wasn't towering over you.
Yeah, he wasn't that tall, and I was wearing heels too, so we were more of
on
a similar
par.
Height.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm fairly confident, not 100% sure, just that he was wearing a white or light coloured shirt with a navy or a dark blazer, and like jeans, not like part of a suit kind of thing.
Mm.
That's what I remember about. I can't remember.
And his hair, did he have hair? Was he bald?
He had hair. It was brown, light brown. It wasn't black. It wasn't blonde. It wasn't ginger.
And
he had no beard, no glasses.
Okay, so clean shaven. And what in terms then of his accent? He was only saying a couple of words.
Yeah, he just said the two words to me, but I remember listening to him and I didn't think he sounded any way different or like from down the country or like,
yeah.
I feel like he just sounded like me.
And then, do you know where he went from there?
We've looked at footage and he didn't go down past the brewery again. So my guess is he went north of Carra House and... But as soon as I got around the corner, the boys, like, they all just kind of scattered. Ones went up St. Union's and one went over, like they just went every different road around that area and they couldn't find anything. But he could have went down Church Lane. He could have went over Ard O'Donnell. He could have literally just gotten a taxi straight away.
So there's a couple of options here. He's from the area.
Yeah.
Right. He got into a taxi or he was staying in a hotel bed and breakfast. I think those are the three options.
Or he could have gone down Church Lane and just went back down the street.
Yeah, that would be if he was from the air. But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, like the taxi drivers, he may have had to get out of the town quickly. So if the taxi drivers picked up someone...
Maybe the taxi men didn't know, obviously.
Of course, but they might help us, if you know what I mean, Shannon. And just because they're very alert and, you know, they keep their eyes out and stuff. And maybe someone got in and they were a little bit... Now, maybe there's a receptionist or a reception person in one of the hotels or B&Bs that someone come back around about 3:30 agitated, or maybe he lives in the area.
Yep.
But either way, the Gardaí need to speak to this person because what he did to you, firstly, you know, like this is terrible stressful for you, but it could have been much, much worse as well.
Have been a lot worse. I'm just so glad he stopped what he did.
Yeah, but we need to get him to the attention of the Gardaí so no one, I mean, this is so random. What's to stop him doing a game? What's to stop him doing something
that's
worse?
That's why I'm here. Like, this isn't me like looking for attention. This is me.
Oh,
like,
no, Shannon, no one thinks that. Of course not. You've been so brave. You know, you've been so brave to open up your heart like you did in social media and then to come in and do this. You're hopefully, as you say, it's not about you. You're at this point, you're saving someone else from going through this. It's just...
Like I'm okay. Like I have a few bruises on my face, but I'm going to be okay. But like... Like, if that, like, that was such a public place, if that had happened, like, down some little alley when he met a girl down there, I don't think he'd stop if he, like, just had a girl on her own, alone. But, like, it's not like, my bag was just lying on the ground. It's not like he tried to steal anything from me, like, my purse, my phone, everything. He just literally wanted to give me a kicking, like,
That's the scary aspect of it. Not that there's any for any excuse.
No.
But you're thinking, I presume you've spent the last couple of days searching for answers yourself. Yeah. Why me? What was it about? Did I ever... You know what I'm on about? Yeah. So that's the dilemma. Listen, I don't want to drag this out because you've got the message out there and I know you've been through enough and I don't want in any way add to it, but the fella's around about 5'8", 5'9", and take these with pinches of salt because Shannon went through a great deal, so it may not be 100% accurate, but it should give you a good impression. 30 or 40, he was wearing a blazer, a coloured blazer, a navy dark-coloured blazer with a white light-coloured shirt underneath. It seemed like it was one of those Mitch and Matt's sort of a blazer with a pair of jeans kind of a look. Okay. Dark denim jeans. You believe his hair to be light brown or dirty blonde in colour. He only spoke a couple of very horrible offensive words to you, but you believe it was a local stroke sort of northern type of accent.
Yep.
And what about CCTV, Shannon? I mean...
Unfortunately, there's the CCTV, the cameras at the brewery don't catch it on anything in camera. There's no like Carra House. Any on the square are covered by trees.
I won't get into this now and I'll talk about this afterwards, but only at a recent council meeting, the council were called on to cut the trees back from those cameras.
Like, there is one at the foot and ankle clinic as well, but it's literally just pointing in at their window. But if it had just turned out a little bit more, I would have caught everything. But like, there's no cameras. There's going to be no cameras of the attack, which is... Thank God, I'll never have to see it, but like, sad, because there will never actually be proof of it, but...
Okay, I'm sure all your friends and your boyfriend and family have rallied around you to make sure you're okay and stuff. Listen, you're incredibly brave.
Thank you so much.
And you know, you've said it yourself, which I can't believe you're so able to, we haven't been through so much. This is not about you, that, you know, although what's happened to you could have been so much worse and it is really, really bad. Anyone who's seen these pictures, this fellow attacked a woman defenseless by the time he hit you down without knowing what was going on. I mean, this person needs to be brought to justice and needs to be dealt with, because as you've said yourself, haven't you, Shannon, that the next person, or if it was down an alleyway or something. We've had loads and loads of texts and comments of people coming in. There's been people offering to self-defense classes if it would help you feel a bit secure for free. They want to treat yourself. Do you know, in case it makes you feel a bit secure into the future and stuff. So that's the kind of thing. And if you take a notion that you'd like to do that, as I say, there are people that want to teach you that for free. And there's, you know what I mean? So everyone's coming together to rally around you and support you. And
I thank everyone enough.
They want this sorted, okay? And it's nothing to you know, it's not anything to do with you. You did nothing wrong. It's not about attention. It's about getting this person dealt with. Shannon, thanks so much. I know it's not easy. I really appreciate it, okay? And hopefully you get back to normal and you can enjoy yourself out, not feel nervous and stuff. I hope that's going to be a big challenge for you, I think, Butcher.
Yeah, well, I'll get it, but it'll be fine.
You can deal with that as you go. Okay, that was Shannon Reid-McDade.